Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Castathetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at castathetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please, bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to another episode of Castathetic. I am here with a band that is here to diagnose all of us today. I'm here with Dr. Robinson's Fiasco, and this is their song, Part of the Sum.
Then why does it feel so right? Apparently one, but part of the sum. Appraising the earth, we are free in flight. Travel the mind, calculate time. Reevaluating the human intertwined. Never-ending number spiral. Mind. A spiral. Is what makes you the stars through and through. What makes me makes you through and through. Travel the space, color into galactic lines, but don't trace perpetual particles. Play today. And will we ever reach the end of this? I'm obvious. Man. I'm obvious. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Now let's get to know this band. They were on here a while ago, so you guys sort of know them if you've been paying attention. But if you haven't been paying attention, we'll introduce you to their lovely voices. So we'll go around, and you guys can say your name, what you play, and people will know your voice.
Well, Keenan's looking at me, so I guess I'll go first. I am Robert. I play bass, and that's all you need to know.
What? Hi, I'm Ian. I play guitar and vocals and percussion.
He is the leader.
Hi there, I'm Marcus. I am the drummer.
Hi, I'm Justin. I play guitar when I feel like it.
That's so meta. Is it? I don't know. We'll see.
You guys have undergone a recent lineup change, from as far as I know. Have you guys started working on any new songs together with the new lineup change?
We have. A lot of the new songs were songs I wrote with the other drummer was still in the band, but we just kind of having time now to break out those new ones and kind of like pretty much pick the style that we want to be, really. Kind of like fine tune what we want people to hear instead of just kind of playing what comes. We get to like pick and choose.
So you guys are kind of changing up the sound a bit and
yeah.
Experimenting.
Yeah.
Now, definitely. Has that experimenting gone into any of your guys' previous songs that you have written?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, just a bit off from what Ian was talking about. It's like we're given the opportunity to start moving forward with our new sound as a band, and we're able. Thankfully, Ian's been writing so much of new music that we are able to have this opportunity to write new music, but then we also have new members, you know, and have their influence like put into the new sound that we're producing. So it's
yeah,
pretty
we
nice.
Actually we played a house party at my house last night, my neighbor's house, and we had some old fans come by, and they were like, "Hey, yeah, I like the new drummer. Yeah, his parts are different, and you know, they're not like, oh, I don't like it, but they're like, oh, it's different. It's like, well, yeah, well, it's gonna be different. So like that's their take on the old songs. I mean, I don't really mind. I love Marcus's parts nonetheless, no matter what they are. His parts.
His lady
Sorry.
Parts.
Like 12. The lady ones. But yeah, no, it's definitely a revamp of old songs, but we're really looking forward to coming out with a new
one. Yeah, it almost feels like there's a whole new energy
absolutely
in you guys, and yeah. I gotta say, I'm loving the new stuff.
Thanks.
How many of these songs that you guys have played today are some of the newer songs?
I think it's all of them.
All
yeah
of them?
Yeah. I mean, last time we were here, we played the stuff from our EP, I believe. And that was like a year and a half ago, perhaps. Or at least a year ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what we've heard now or what you're going to hear is going to be all new DRF stuff moving forward.
Yeah, the first song, Part of the Sum, is we're coming out. That's going to be a single. So that's actually being mastered as we speak. That's going to be coming out soon. And then probably the other two, Bell of the Ball and Stormy Weather, will be on probably our first album.
Most definitely.
Which will hopefully be coming out soon.
I hope so.
So that'll be awesome.
Is there a like meaning behind Part of the Sum? What's the story behind the song?
Lyrically, I was helped by a friend of mine who's actually my roommate now, James Bruin. And it's essentially about this kind of like the scientific part of trying to understand life. We're all just kind of part of a bigger part. So, you know, we're part of the sum. And it kind of just touches on that. And it kind of also touches on an aspect that I really think or that I really like sharing, which is kind of like basing a lifestyle off of the Fibonacci sequence, which is a golden ratio. It's like a math equation that's found in life.
Yeah, like the nautilus shell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's in sunflowers.
One, two, three, five, eight,
13, something like that. So the intervals grow in between as it grows. And it's like, I don't know, it's just kind of like pertaining your life to it. I don't know, it's like humans are always looking for a reason to live. And it's just like, well, why don't you just look at life?
You know, I love when Ian just explains the song. So it's like, for people who are unable to see this, like, everyone's like nodding in agreement. They're like, oh man, yeah, it's amazing. It's like, it's like I feel like talking to Buddha right now.
It's weird for me because I never learned to count, so none of it makes any sense. It's
interesting. Drummer.
Oh, Marcus, we love you.
Now, Marcus, joining these guys, was it a difficult transition, or did you just kind of fall into it pretty easily?
Well, actually, Justin and myself came from another band, and we've played with like a bunch of different artists, so we played with a bunch of different styles and whatnot, but I was actually, Ian and I used to know each other from a while back, and he showed me his music, and I'm not just kissing, but I've been a huge fan of his work. Aww. And I love this band, and so I think it was like last year or so, or I don't know, a couple months back actually, I was like, hey, can I just like in some way, shape, or form be like in this band? Like I'll just like hit stuff. I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, bouncers, I'll play bongos.
He
you know,
and he pretty much came in. Yeah, he came in as the auxiliary percussionist, which is like the person in the background that does like toms, you know, like tambourines, rain stick.
Sexy rain stick.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, and he was gracious enough to let me do that. And I brought Justin, you know, to kind of just do some lead guitar stuff. But, you know, whether you view it as good or bad that Adam, you know, their old drummer, you know, parted ways, I got to step in. And I was, basically the point is I was very happy to do it, and I'm still really feeling it. I'm loving it. So
yeah, the timing was crazy.
It was. Yeah. I feared that Marcus was going to be kicked out of the band for like the first few weeks because like,
you're joking.
You know, like, what are you even doing over there? You know, it's like, I just didn't think it was working out.
It's funny
because
you both came
like,
along as a package. And
yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's just kind of experimenting in the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, Justin, you're their sometimes guitarist, sometimes not guitarist.
Right.
When is it that you are their guitarist and not?
Well, I mean, pretty much like I said, when I feel like it. I mean, that's a joke, but there's a lot of truth behind it.
It hurts my feelings so much.
Well, so basically, like, I kind of joined on as, like, the full-time, like, lead guitarist for the band around the same time Marcus came in. And, you know, of course, like, instantly they loved me. And
He's like that girl that you're best friends with.
Yeah.
That you don't want to be best friends with?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, we used to date, or we used to like fool around, and then I was like, I don't want to get serious. No, but essentially, yeah, I mean, for the we rehearsed together for like almost probably 3 months.
Yeah.
And I guess I eventually got to a point where I have a child at home and, you know, have to like work and stuff. So Ian lives pretty far out from the rest of us. So it's just like getting to practice like 3 times a week and doing that whole thing. For me personally, like I've always wanted to kind of like front my own band and have my own thing. So I decided like I was going to make that a priority, you know, as bad as it sounds, that's pretty much my dream. So
asshole.
Like I didn't quit. There's no like bad blood behind it or anything. I just like, you know, if you guys need me to like be on recordings, if you guys need me for live stuff.
And I mean,
like,
I completely understood when he called and told me that. I was like, I mean, I completely understand. Just having a child in general is so much.
Yeah. It just makes it so that I don't really like have a lot of time to like juggle a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Like, if I really want to do something, I have to like make my focus that one thing.
Now, how has adding, because last time we spoke, you guys were just a trio. There wasn't an extra guitar. How has that extra guitar added a layer to your songwriting?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Oh, let me say this. Oh, we looked for a lead guitarist for 2 years. The longest 2 years. And even though we were strong as a three piece, like having just like that extra layer was just like, was very needed and very expressive. And that's like something that we always wanted to have in, you know, parts of certain songs, you know. And Justin's here on and off, on again, you know, playing with my feelings, but it's cool. Hey, Justin, I see you over there.
Hi.
No, it really fills it out. It really sounds, I mean, it sounds really great with it.
I've always wanted, like, the songs that I write are pretty simple just because I'm a drummer at first, and then I just kind of picked up guitar and started singing, so the guitar parts are simple. The structure is, it's a song structure. Some of it is a little bit different than other songs, but it's roughly the same. But it's pretty much meant to have other musicians flourish on it. So it has, like, a basic skeleton of a song, you know, that's, you know, with catchy lyrics or whatever, and then I really do believe that it's the drums, it's the bass, it's the lead parts that really bring the song together. So having those leads, oh my gosh, having the leads is just, I mean, like even talking about when, you know, when he wants to do it and like when he can and can't play, when he's not there, you know, for someone who's listening for the first time, they won't notice because they don't know what it's supposed to hear, what it's supposed to sound like. Mm-hmm. But for us, it's like, It's like you're walking around missing a shoe.
Like, that's actually kind of, that's a good way of saying it, actually. Yeah, it's very true. It's
just, this feels weird.
But you get used to it over time. You know, you
I mean, you build up calluses on your feet.
Calluses, like you become mutated. Your kids are all messed up. All
right, well, let's move on to this little segment we have on the show called Five Questions. So here it is. Cue the music. It's Five Questions. The worst gig you guys ever had.
This would be like the third, probably as with me and Marcus in the band. So I'll let you guys answer this later on.
So
but like probably
funny.
The first one, the roadside grill. That was
that one was pretty bad.
Well, yeah, everyone had left like by the second half of our set, I think, for that one. So
it was just really
we started
late.
At midnight.
Yeah, right.
Midnight, and it was like in the basement of some place in Arlington.
Great place though.
I loved it. Actually, yeah. You know what?
Really
it wasn't that
folks.
Bad if you think about it because like people we like were there and they're rocking out. Yeah. Like who was there? Yeah, Steve. He was amazing.
That one guy, you know that one
Bill.
Guy.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
for you, Steve. No, I don't think honestly, I don't think we've had a worse yet.
Not yet.
No,
it's on its way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you would have to have one, yeah, it would be definitely the first one.
Yeah.
It was like
first time having, can I say it? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's PG. You know, like having sex for the first time. Like, sometimes it's not as good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
what do you guys think Riz's going to say? What?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know. You're taking time bomb.
It kind of does.
I am. I'm a
pipe
bomb.
It kind of was like having sex for the first time. Because it was
like
this
awkward.
Is cool, but what's going on?
Yeah.
It didn't seem like he enjoyed it, so I wasn't. It's hard to tell.
Just don't call me again.
So it was totally like your first time?
Definitely not a reflection on Roadside Grill, though. Just to clarify, that place is great.
It wasn't some like old guy's
the
basement.
Food was amazing. Get the taco burger,
the
I think it was called.
The food was good.
Fucking delicious.
What a great plug-in.
Yeah.
Was good too.
Do you like taco burgers?
I do.
Taco burgers.
cheesy bread.
But yeah, it was just we played so late that everyone was too tired to.
What was no?
The worst equipment malfunction you guys had while on stage.
One of my sticks broke in half and killed a guy.
Oh yeah, dude, I was there. I was actually in a crowd, which is weird because
you're sitting right beside the guy.
Probably yeah, we've never really had enough functions. It's really just like getting to a place where. The acoustics are weird, and we have to set up our own sound, like house parties. Like, the house party was weird yesterday because...
There was a ghost.
There was a ghost. That's what he calls my cousin. I don't know why.
Ghost. Oh, ghost.
It couldn't be because he's albino. No, I don't have an albino cousin. No, it wasn't an malfunction. It was just, guitars were just too loud at first, and we just kept playing because we're rock and roll. You know, we just love playing rock and roll, and we're just like, yeah, loud guitars. People were like, turn it down. We're like, okay. And then that was it for, like, the first song, and that's, we don't, like, use a click track. We don't,
No amps blowing up for
no,
you.
Nothing.
Nothing
well,
catching
everything
fire.
Works
my
breast
I don't
swimmingly.
Oh, here we go.
That'd
we're
be a
say.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. Wait, Justin, what were you going to say?
I wouldn't necessarily call this an equipment malfunction, but I played an entire song like one like key
one string?
Flat. Remember at
when
that first
that?
Gig?
Oh,
it was like 2 weeks ago
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. Like, but the thing is, like, I was able to adjust on the fly because I knew what it was. I was like, I just need to shift my hand.
It just sounded like just wrong enough. Like, Rob pretty much did save it, but some notes were kind of funky. So, like, I kept looking at
it
Rob, like, what the fuck are you doing, man? It sounds so weird.
It was featuring Justin. And then it was like,
that's
he's
so
doing his own
funny.
Style.
Right. I know. It was so weird. Yeah. At the end of the show, Rob was like, oh, thanks for making me look bad. And I was like, what are you talking about? Did I do something really cool? And he was like, you played the whole song, like, a step down.
And then I choke slammed him through it. Table, like,
and that's the real reason why I quit. But I mean, at that house show too, like my electronics on my guitar were like fucking up so badly, and it was just making the worst like sounds.
I didn't know this stuff was going down.
Yeah, that was weird.
My girlfriend didn't notice.
I was looking at you.
So.
I'm
just like,
yeah.
La, 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 la.
But nothing crazy so far.
The dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed during a tour?
Well, since how we haven't toured yet,
we could talk about other tours that we've been on. I know I've been on a tour with the previous band, but I don't know if that counts. But it was creepy. Can I tell the story?
Yeah.
All right. So this is a band I was with before.
Circa Trova.
Yeah, Circa Trova. What? Like us on Facebook. It's an old band I had back around 2010, 2011. And we went on tour, and that was like my third tour. And it was crazy. We went down to North Carolina, and my singer, Jordan Waddell. What up, Jordan? He's I hope he's going to listen to this, because it's a great story. So we go to his grandma's place. Here we go.
Oh, God.
I'm not done yet. We go to the grandma's place, and she's the nicest North Carolinian woman I've ever met. We go to inside of her house, and it's like really old. It has that smell that's really hard to describe. And we go to the basement and
musty
old person smell.
Yeah. And it's like everything's made out of wood. Like everything's made out of wood. It's like that kind of place. We go downstairs to the basement. We're staying there. And his grandmother, bless her soul, we stayed in one of the rooms. And one of the rooms is just full of dolls.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was like Ghost Hunters, like nice. The one on Travel Channel. It was crazy. And we actually, there's a video somewhere on the internet. Probably called YouTube. You've probably never heard of it before, but there's a YouTube video of us doing like our own version of like Keaton. I see Keaton right now. It's just like, all right. We had our own like I forgot the name of that show on Travel Channel that has those paranormal activity people, and they're like Ghost Hunters. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know. I don't watch it that much because it's like it's bull crap. Really, it's like that guy's full. Like he's got some like jocked up guy. He's like, hey, we're gonna look for ectoplasma, and then so we made a video, and we're like, oh my God, there's ectoplasma everywhere. And we put gunk all over the video. Mind you, this like at midnight when she's asleep. Well, she was asleep at 7 because she's older. God bless her soul. Anyways, we're watching this video. We made this video. It's on the internet. I'm just going to say it's the corniest video I've ever made, and there's porcelain dolls and one of those precious moments. You know what precious moments are?
Yeah.
Yeah, like those porcelain dolls.
You just
like,
air quoted. just let you all know.
I'm sorry, but it is.
Who are you air quoting to?
It's the cheesiest video. It probably has 20 dislikes, but it was the creepiest place that we ever stayed.
Nice.
That's my story.
The closest you've come to quitting music.
That hasn't happened.
Yesterday, I guess. I don't know.
Well, yeah, every moment you were done playing, so you quit momentarily.
Right.
The next gig.
No, I mean,
I haven't gotten to that point.
No, there was definitely lulls in Dr. Robinson's Fiasco's history. There was a point where Adam and I split up, and it was just this duo. Again, an event happened, and we kind of split up, and we missed each other. We came back together. Started it all over again, found Rob.
Hello.
And then, I don't know, just something happened. I just stopped caring. I stopped caring about music for just like a little bit. Mm-hmm. I just stopped doing everything. I just like kind of just sat in that creepy old house in the dark. When I would come home from work, I would just be so tired and just sit in the darkness.
Your house?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And I would just sit there and just be happy in the silence. And then something just clicked and was just like, you need to make music again. And then I just got back up and made music. Well, really, it was Adam and Rob being like, hey, what's going on? I was just like, well.
Never knew this story until now.
Yeah.
That got real.
Yeah. But it wasn't until then that I started like writing again and then started playing more again and then found Marcus and Justin and then really started getting things going. It wasn't until... we got Marcus and Justin in when I got excited, like really, truly excited for our live sound.
Rob just wasn't enough. Right?
Was closest I've ever got to quitting music, this is before Dr. Robinson. There was a time in my life where I was actually going to do the, I was actually in Air Force ROTC for 2 years. I did that for 2 years and it's like, I did music beforehand, but then it's like during that time, like I wasn't in a band and I was just like, I guess I'll just do the Air Force. So I did that for 2 years and I got really depressed. Like I was not doing anything creatively. And that's when I got to a crossroads. It's either, funny story is how I ended up meeting Ian in a weird way. It's like I got to a crossroads where it's like either I could continue being doing ROTC
or sell my soul.
Close. No, actually not close. Because I actually enjoy doing this. It's either that or do drumline at George Mason University. I said, even though it's like totally on spectrum of things, either being like a navigator on an airplane or, you know, marching indoor drum lines with George Mason. I was like, I'd rather do music and do something that I enjoy and makes me happy than to actually not sell my soul, but do something that would predict like my timeline for a certain amount of time for like 4 years.
It's time for the final question. The best memory you guys have together as a band.
I don't know. This is pretty cool.
I liked the house party last night.
Yeah, the house party was a lot of fun.
House party and doing this so far.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
This has been one of the greatest weekends of my life.
It was just kind of stressful at the beginning because we lost Adam.
Yeah.
And then we still had a number of shows lined up.
Oh my God.
And on the schedule. So we had to, I had to find out how to get them caught up in time, which I pushed them harder than I should have because we didn't play as long as I thought we were going to play.
I cried.
So he did cry. No, I don't know. But, no, yeah, I was mean. I was like, you guys need to get your shit together. And
it wasn't being mean. It was very intense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just like, I like having a, like the best show that we could possibly have.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
So I just kind of pushed them really hard. And then, so the first half of, you know, like the short time that we spent together has really just been focusing on just like cranking out songs. And then, like, right after that ended, it was just kind of like, release of the tension, and then like when the house party came, it was just so fluid and comfortable, and like Justin brought his spouse and his fiance, and Marcus didn't bring
both of them.
His spouse and fiance.
What did I really mean?
I brought like three people.
Did you?
Chris Kohler.
Marcus brought the heat. No.
And then I put my pants back on and I played the drums.
It was just really relaxed, and I love watching Marcus and Justin just quip at each other. But yeah, that was fun, and this is also really fun because this podcast is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was. We did come in at a time where it was this huge transition. So basically, how I would answer that question is almost exactly what Ian said, was that we did work so hard for like, 2 months? Learning like 3 songs a night because we had this big gig coming up and
3 practices a week.
Yeah, and it was really, really stressful. I mean, we were learning, we were working so hard, and not in a bad way. I mean, like there was a lot that had to be accomplished by the time of the show.
Marcus cried. Yeah.
Justin actually cried.
But I have to say, like, but then when that show came, even though we kind of joked about it, you know, a little bit earlier, the fact that we were able to just get through all those songs
perfectly, it was great.
You know what I mean?
That one song.
All right, well, let's get on to some music with your guys' next song. It's "Bell of the Ball" by Dr. Robinson's Fiasco. So here you guys go. Enjoy it.
Love my eyes in the summer weather. I
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was Bell of the Bald by Dr. Robinson's Fiasco. So, do you guys have any shows coming up?
We do, Keaton.
Gasp.
Let me tell you about them. June 11th at Epicure Cafe.
Ooh. Oh, what?
Sounds
in Fairfax,
hot.
Virginia. With, how do you say this?
Afrinesh?
Afrinesh?
Ollie's band.
That's a tight name.
Sounds
my
sexy.
Son?
Yeah, so there's that one at June 11th at Epicure Cafe. And then there's July 8th at Molly's Pub in Warrenton. That'll be a lot of fun. August 21st, Arlington County Fair. And I think that's all we have for now.
But more maybe in the works.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, other stuff coming up is like, we're going to be working on an album. Hopefully.
That takes care of my next question. If you had any albums you're working on.
What a great segue.
Question
time.
By question.
You jumped the gun.
yes, to answer your future question. there is an album coming. We have no specific dates, probably like spring, summer. We have to get a GoFundMe going. So people listening, if you want to fund us, there's going to be a video out and stuff. Check Facebook for us for updates. We're on Twitter and Instagram.
We also have a website.
We do have a website.
DRFband.com.
DRFband.com.
DRFband.com or DrRobinsonsFiasco.com. But DRFband.
One of the two.
Shorter.
We got both of them.
We do.
We're rolling in it.
just buying up domains
man,
like that.
We got
right.
a
Anything
lot
with
of Bitcoins,
D's in it, really.
We don't know what they're for.
DLover.com.
Just in case.
The big D.
We covered the MILF market pretty well. So.
D drivers. No, I don't
even know what that means.
DrD's.com.
Oh my God. God, what is this?
No, it's definitely DRF.com.
Yes.
DRFband.
No, DRFband.com.
Don't go to DRFband.com.
But yeah,
it's
definitely
porn.
Check out our Facebook for any updates, because we would love to take your money so that we can give you music.
Yeah.
This is really, I mean, to go back on what Rob said earlier is, like when he was doing ROTC and not performing music, just as when I was just sitting in the darkness at my house, it didn't feel right. I didn't feel like I was doing what I should be doing. I know that I don't really believe in destiny or anything, but I do believe that our bodies are chemically balanced and some of them are made differently. Some people want to build muscle. Some people want to read books. some people want to paint. Some people want to make music. And I think when you're not doing it, you feel something off.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm glad that we're making music again. I'm really glad that we found Marcus. Well, not found Marcus. I mean, he's been a friend beforehand.
I was hiding
really
in the woods behind his house.
Just waiting.
Funny, that's how we first met. That's so weird.
He's just waiting to pounce.
He's like Gabriel in the bush.
Just whittling
I am
sticks.
I'm a bushman.
God, he sees me.
He actually didn't speak English for the longest time. We had to teach him.
He spoke wolf.
Yeah. For a second there, I thought you were going to talk about like how we're mostly like made out of water and stuff. No, that's cool too. I love it, Ian.
No, yeah, I mean,
it's beautiful.
Science,
what a poet.
Right?
He's a poet, I swear.
All right, now I got some shows to tell you guys about. First off, some open mics every Monday and Thursday night at Epicure Cafe. Wonderful open mic, wonderful pizza. It's just
pizza.
Great vibes there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it
great
free?
Pizza. It's not free.
Oh,
they're a restaurant. So you
have a bad business
I
model.
Thought it was
the
like
music's
for the,
free
for the artists, you know.
Oh, oh my God!
And then
sorry, I'm so hungry right now.
And then every Tuesday night at Philly Tavern in Old Town Manassas, there's an open mic hosted by a lovely lion of a man named Stephen Lee.
And free pizza.
Disclaimer, yeah. It may not be free.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole bunch of shows I have to tell you about. First off, on June 11th, Daycare Swindlers, The Dusk Whales, and Cabin Creek are playing at Fat Tuesdays in Warrenton.
Boy, that sounds great.
Then June 25th, The Dusk Whales, Rinaldi Flying Circus, and Cinema Hearts are playing at Epicure. Then June 14th, Leftover Crack and the Daycare Swindlers are sharing the stage once again at Rock and Roll Hotel. And the Daycare Swindlers are playing once again July 9th at Headmaster's Pub. Then July 16th is the Cataclysmic Bacon Fest III, which is going to be an all-day music extravaganza down at the Art Mart in Fredericksburg. Although
Bacon.
I heard the venue may be changing, so I would go online, look that up, and... Check that out.
That's someone's name, Art Mart.
Art Mart.
Art Mart.
Is there free bacon?
I
keep asking
so.
For free food.
He's going to ask me to buy him some food on the way home.
Yeah. I legitimately am.
And then July 1st, Carter Lou and the Project are having their album release at Jam and Java. That's going to be a great album. And then finally, well, not finally, but July 21st through July 24th is the great, the mighty, the awesome Untitled Music Festival down in Newcastle, Virginia. They just announced the lineup, so go check out the lineup. It's going to, they expanded it to 4 days because of all the bands that submitted. It's going to be insane. The theme this year is post-apocalyptic wasteland. I am going to be rocking my Zardoz costume. So go to that.
What was the title of that festival again?
Untitled Music Festival.
Oh, I never heard of it. Oh, that one, yeah.
It doesn't have a title, nice. Music festival.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, I didn't know.
And then every Friday in September is the Jam Brew Fest up in Herndon, which is going to be a wonderful festival bringing together the best of local music and local beers to the beautiful city of Herndon, Virginia. So go check that out. A big thank you to our engineers, Ken Barnum, Mark Ryder, and Woo-woo. Blake Chamley for recording, mixing, awesome. Keeping us safe from the
Thanks,
villainous
guys.
Mothra.
You're the best, y'all.
I'm winking at him right now. I did a click.
Big thanks to Bias Studios for having us and allowing us use of their facilities.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
You're the best, Bob.
And then, since you're on the internet right now, why don't you go ahead, go to Facebook, and throw Bias a like. Throw Dr. Robinson's Fiasco a like. Throw Cassathetic a like, if you so feel like, because those little internet thumbs up are just ones and zeros that don't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to do it right now.
There you go. We can do that at our fingertips now, anytime. And then check out the Instagrams. There is at Bias Studios, at Cassathetic, at Mark Ryder Music, and at Ken Barnum. Twitter's also Mark Ryder Music, Ken Barnum, but there is no Cassathetic Twitter, but you could get all your Cassathetic Twitter news if that's how you get your Twitter, if that's how you get your news through Twitter, which there's other sources, but the Twitter for that is at Keaton Thinking. So there you go, all your social media plugs. The medias of sociality have been plugged.
Bam.
Actually, can't do it right now. I have terrible service in here, so I'm sorry. I was very wrong about that.
It's, you just lied, and they would have believed you.
Sorry, I just wanted to be...
He's just crazy. So honest.
You can't bring Justin. Maybe it's just on.
That's what got you kicked out.
Yeah. Your honesty.
That's your drug habit.
Oh.
Make the same joke you did earlier.
He really blows baby aspirin.
Oh, I said his habit was the fact that he doesn't do enough drugs, yeah. He's got a small drug habit.
Now, we got one more song by you guys to play for our lovely audience called Stormy Weather. Is there a interesting story behind this song?
Oh, actually, I was actually trying to think about this because this is a song like that me, you and Ian, like, I'm trying to remember how this song came about, because, like, the bass riff, it's kind of like, what came first, the bass riff or the guitar riff?
The guitar riff came first, and then we were jamming on it, and the bass riff came, and then it took me a little bit to write the lyrics. I actually wrote it before I was, while I was with my ex-girlfriend, and then split up, and then wrote it about her. So,
an X song.
Yeah.
It's going to be juicy then.
I didn't know I would ever write.
It's still
one
a
of
song.
Those, but,
it's a really good song.
It's one of them.
Yeah. I like the percussioning.
Yeah.
If what that's else? The term, percussioning.
That's actually, it? Yes, the technical term.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Yeah. Technical points.
Yep.
They'll go really good over the technical crowd. I
yeah,
can't
will.
Talk very well.
No, that's great.
That's right.
I just lost those points with the talking well crowd.
Ian's presence does that, vocabulary. You know?
All right. Well, here it is for you guys. It's such a good song. It is Stormy Weather by Dr. Robinson's Fiasco. Have a lovely 2 weeks, and we will be back with you with some more music.
See you guys.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Later.
Love you, Rachel.
See you.